Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We are now into the second hour of Worldwide Transmission. We're going to open the phones up at the 20 after. The toll-free number to join us. First-time callers go to the head of the line. If you disagree with me, you even trump first-time callers. Other than that, we don't screen your calls. 1-800-259-9231. 1-800-259-9231. Let's go ahead and finish up with the Colbert Report with Jesse Ventura on it last night. Here it is.
You think the government lies to us all the time, okay?
Well, I think that they, not all the time, but they certainly do lie to us.
Name one lie. One lie.
The Gulf of Tonkin incident.
Hey, name two. Name two lies.
Weapons of mass destruction.
Okay, name three lies. Three lies. Total three lies.
Ties to Al-Qaeda.
Okay. I bet you couldn't name four.
Oh, you got me there.
Okay, see?
I'm torn your argument apart.
Completely.
Three is all that I can get, but you know what? Three strikes and you're out.
What do they play in Mexico?
Baseball, like we do here.
What do they call it there?
Baseball.
So I guess I do speak Spanish.
There you go.
Now, you say you got something wrong with the two-party system. I agree.
Yeah.
Okay, that's one party too many. Why? What's your problem with the two-party system?
Well, my problem with the two-party system is that it's not a party with only two. You got to have more than two people to have a party.
Well, I mean, the Republican Party is a big tent. Lot of people are in the Republican Party. I mean, it's got a very broad base. You've got, like, Ron Paul, who's the crazy coot candidate, and then you've got Dick Cheney, who is the candidate of the mole people.
Yeah,
totally different group of people.
I have another name for Dick Cheney. He's called the Chicken Hawk. When it was
I think that means he picks up teenage gay prostitutes.
No. What it means is when it was his time to go to war during Vietnam, he was chicken.
He had and a student deferment, sir. He had to
four of them.
Five, actually.
Five. I lost count.
Yeah, he had to. I mean, he went. He was.
Well, wait a minute, though.
College, post college.
Wait, when we go to war, shouldn't we have the best and the brightest?
Right.
So
back in Washington, telling the other people where to go.
Why did he get a student deferment then?
Because so he could be bester and brighter.
That's why we needed him. Like George Bush said, the only problem with Vietnam was we left too soon. Well, why didn't those two come over and help out?
Now, George Bush was with the Alabama National Guard.
No, the Texas. He was guarding Dallas from the North Vietnamese Air Force.
But he was sent to Alabama, and they couldn't find him there. And I think, you know what? I think he was on missions in Vietnam that whole time.
No.
He's too humble to talk about it.
He was enrolling in Harvard Business School, and he never reported for duty. That's called unauthorized absence.
Let me ask you something. If I were going to put together an Iraqi task force, who should I have on it, you or Sergeant Slaughter? Because you both are very strong on defense.
Well, that would depend. Do you want a real veteran or a fraudulent one?
I'll take the one that inspires the crowd the most.
Well,
he's a crowd pleaser. That's Sergeant Slaughter.
Yeah, and I was a villain. I was a crowd displeaser.
Mm-hmm, so I guess I'd have to go with him.
No? When it comes time to war, you want the displeaser, not the pleaser.
Jesse Ventura, thank you so much for joining us. The book is Don't Start the Revolution Without Me. Jesse Ventura.
And we need you, Stephen Colbert, to start the revolution.
I have a bum knee.
I have a bum knee. Playing the part of a neocon sniveler. Yeah, there's Ventura talking about our right to defend ourselves against tyranny. Have you read the preamble to the Bill of Rights? Most people don't even know there's a preamble to it. Go read it. It says the same thing the Declaration of Independence says, basically. We all should reread the Declaration of Independence. Maybe I'll do that in the fourth hour today, read part of the Declaration of Independence. And ask yourself, that long train of abuses, is not the same thing we see today? And Ventura's answer was correct. If they're trying to put you in a death camp, then you physically fight back. That's the only time I'm for physical fighting, though. It's defensive.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Terror Storm, a history of government-sponsored terror. Loose Change, Final Cut. Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement. The True Story of the Bilderberg Group. The Late Great USA. America, Freedom to Fascism. These are just a few of the hundreds of powerful documentary films and books available at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.com. When you visit prisonplanet.com, you can connect to our amazing online store. Whether you're looking for survival and wellness products like Berkey water filters, or you would like a book on the history of the Federal Reserve, we've got the most well-researched and documented titles, all available at prisonplanet.com. Or if you'd like, you can give the InfoWars store a call at 888-253-3139. Or you can view more than 1,000 titles in super high quality right now at prisonplanet.tv. Knowledge is power, and the information you need to effectively wake up your fellow man and fight the New World Order is available right now at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.tv. Join the InfoWar today.
Hey there, this is your radio talking.
Have you noticed how every type of gadget these days requires some specific type of battery? It doesn't matter what kind of gadget you're using. We all take different sizes and types of batteries. That's where BatteryStation.com comes in. More like battery heaven. BatteryStation.com has every type of battery you can think of at extreme low prices. BatteryStation.com has your power needs covered. Whether it's a hard-to-find battery that your local stores don't carry, laptop batteries, computer backup batteries, BatteryStation.com has it all. You'll also find high-tech LED flashlights from Surefire, Streamlight, Pelican, find headlamps, knives, and much more. BatteryStation.com also carries super tough, crush-proof, waterproof, and airtight hard cases for your camera, cell phone, laptop computer, and more. Be sure to check out all the bulk specials and closeout deals. Visit BatteryStation.com. That's BatteryStation.com. Or call 417-257-7799. That's 417-257-7799. Visit BatteryStation.com. That's BatteryStation.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Jesse Ventura was right to say that revolution is brewing in Mexico. Unfortunately, it is a leftist revolution, which is part of the same control arm of the international banks. And they've been proven to have set it all up and control almost every facet of it. There are a few communist revolutions that they do not control, but those are always shut down rather quickly. But if you look at our experience here in this nation, for decades, the British government was oppressive to its subjects and had double standards. There was more and more liberty being demanded in England at the very same time. There was a great awakening for freedom, and so the colonists actually had almost half of the parliamentary support. In fact, they had more than that until King George III rode down in a parade and spoke to Parliament, which was unprecedented, and told them they were basically treasonous to the crown if they didn't vote for the war. So that's another reason the British finally lost, was because they didn't have support at home 8-9 years into the conflict. But it started when the Redcoats went into Lexington and Concord to confiscate the firearms. That's why it's asinine, the controlled corporate press claiming that we didn't own guns in the colonies and that most people didn't have guns, and they were caught putting out fake textbooks University of Chicago did, with fake letters and fake church records that no one owned guns, you know, that 2% did. Turned out it was all fake, all lies, just totally made up. Everybody owned guns. It was a frontier nation. We just had massive wars with the French, wars with the natives. And so that's the reality of how this nation started. And I don't want a revolution to start. I don't want a violent revolution to start, that is. I don't want people to be shooting and killing each other in the streets and cops to be getting killed and foreign troops to be brought in, which they've publicly announced they'll do and have already set up. The unbelievable is happening. I don't want that to happen. Just like they brought German mercenaries in and others during the war against the crown brought those in against the colonists. I don't want that to happen. I mean, we really are in dangerous times. We're in insane times. The establishment really has built FEMA camps. They really are trying to sell the public on being arrested and put in camps. They're putting up trial balloons announcing it. It's now being openly debated. I don't want this to happen. I don't want this to develop. Let's go ahead and play a little clip of Oberman and his countdown show talking about something that we've been talking about for the last 4 years. The war is now 5+ years old. But there's a little bit of spin here. We'll comment on that after we play it.
Good evening. The maxim, the enemy of my enemy is my friend, is believed, ironically in this context, to be an old Arabic proverb. Our fifth story on the countdown. The problem is, especially in a world evidently too complicated for the Bush administration, sometimes the enemy of your enemy is still your enemy. The same president who famously declared little more than 5 years ago that you are either with us or you are against us in the war on terror is now reported to be secretly funding jihadists linked with al-Qaeda in an attempt to stem the growth of Shiite influence across the Middle East, an influence the administration itself magnified by invading Iraq. Yes, al-Qaeda, as in 9/11. Vice President Cheney today making a surprise visit to President Musharraf of Pakistan, delivering what officials say was a tough message to shut down the Taliban and al-Qaeda in that country or risk losing U.S. aid. More specifically, the Vice President saying that the newly elected Democratic Congress could cut the aid unless Pakistani forces became far more aggressive. One presumes, Mr. Musharraf remembered, Mr. Cheney and Mr. Bush still believe they have some measure of control over American foreign policy. Say about 150%.
So I say Oberman finally covers it. This is from a year ago. But it's much worse than that. It's the actual number three of al-Qaeda that has been commanding the forces for more than 4 years. I keep saying 4 years. We learned about this about 8 months into the invasion and takeover when Iraq was firmly in the paws and the grasp of the neocons. And so they then kind of spin it like, well, they're just working with some people connected to al-Qaeda. No, this is actual al-Qaeda. But why didn't Oberman go further into that? Why didn't he talk about how in 1979, 6 months before the Russians invaded Afghanistan, how the CIA gave them hundreds of millions of dollars of funding to actually attack the Russians, which precipitated the Russians coming in to defend their minions who begged for them to come in and save them inside Afghanistan. But the people running the U.S., I don't want to say the U.S., because we're always in the psychology of it's us. No, we're being used here. Why doesn't Oberman want to talk about that? I guess he doesn't want to discuss that because it would talk bad about Jimmy Carter, and it's important to keep this in the left-right paradigm of Republicans monsters, Democrats good. That's why Oberman has admitted that he's strongly considering taking a football and baseball announcer's job. He's been offered a bunch of them, and leaving television news entirely. In the past, that was his job. He called football and baseball games. By the way, I'd seen some of the games he called. He's excellent. Back in the day when I had time to watch such things 15 years ago. But Keith Oberman admits that, well, he won't have anything to do once the Democrats are in, because I guess he thinks everything's going to be fine. The military-industrial complex is owned by the private banks that own the defense contractors and own Big Pharma. And they are going to continue every single agenda under Hillary or Barack Obama if they get into office. They will continue the exact same agenda if John McCain gets in. So people were calling me and emailing me saying, Alex, why aren't you talking about John McCain? Why aren't you talking about Hillary Clinton or Barack Obama or the dirt in all of their closets? What is the point? They're all bad. They're all owned by the same people. And it's a distraction to even give credence to it. The only candidate that had any difference in the Democratic ilk was Dennis Kucinich, and I don't agree with him on gun control and a bunch of other issues. And the only candidate that I did agree with on 99% of the issues and who I respect and like is Ron Paul, and they cheated him and blocked him and demonized him. And he had a shot at the presidency in a fair system, but it's rigged. So I don't blame people that want to go take over the delegates and then vote for Ron Paul at the convention and put him in as president. It's just politically, that'll be political suicide. I'm all for you going in with the delegates and taking over the party platform at the state and federal level, and for you causing a big stink and bringing up real issues at the convention. I've said I'm for that. And then some, I was sent a clip the other night of somebody saying I was against any of it. I love how people that always attack me never attack me on what I really say or do. They always attack me on some straw man facsimile of what I say or do. I was thinking about those that criticized me about, quote, giving Israel a pass. My last two films, Terror Storm exposes Israel for staging the attack on the U.S.'s liberty to blame it on Egypt. But because most liberty survivors I've had on know, and the admirals I've had on, and the people that are now deceased, like Admiral Moore, those interviews are there, believe that LBJ Noom was involved in it, that doesn't give Israel a pass. It shows that our government was involved, showing the collusion. All we do is try to report the truth. Our job's easy. Or then the last film I made about how Israel, the white-skinned European Jews, target, and Tex Mars told me about this about a decade ago and showed me some documents, but I learned about the ringworm children, how they radiated 110,000 Jewish Sephardic children, the brown-skinned children from North Africa and Spain and other areas, and Iraq. When they invited them in, they took them and radiated them and killed a lot of them and maimed the rest. I have the ADL attacking me over that stuff, but the COINTELPRO doesn't care. They have to demonize me. They have to make people think that I am not exposing things, because this message is so effective and so dynamic and wakes up so many people that they're scared to death of this show. Then there's well-meaning people who buy into the COINTELPRO propaganda, and I wish I could reach out to them, but it just, you can't really do it, most of them, because I know a lot of these people mean well, and you just, most of them I've tried to really analyze, and it's just they're too far gone. They can't be reached out to. They can't see the big picture. They can't read labor Zionist documents where they helped put Hitler in power and then made a deal with Hitler not to let Jews leave anywhere but Israel, and then made Jewish families pay $1 million ransoms at the time, on average, to get their families out. Very sick. You see, I'm against Hitler and I'm against the Zionists. And I talk about that. But then I understand most people who think that they're a Zionist, there's really three different camps, and they don't understand what they're part of. Just like I don't like having to come up here and talk about how probably more than half the Mexicans in Mexico want La Reconquista and the plan of San Diego to kill all whites, 16 and older. And I know that even talking about it probably compacts them more into their tribal society. We're all in tribal societies. Just like when I bash cops out of primitiveness myself, it probably helps the New World Order, because that compacts the cops more into their thin blue lines culture, instead of reaching out to them, explaining how they've been used. I begged the people that are always attacking Israel to, hey, why don't you hit on how the Zionists worked with Hitler? And they're like, well, no, I'm not going to get into that. Hitler wasn't too bad. No, Hitler was bad. So see, this is more sophisticated. This stuff is very sophisticated. It's like we expose the fact that the Pope calls for a new world order and that it's working for the new world order. It isn't enough for the Catholics to do it, all people. They've got to make it about their weird little niche, and that's what holds them back from really reaching out and waking a lot of people up.
It is a big idea, a new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or Infowars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Did you know the accumulation of acidic waste in the body is the single largest cause of disease such as cancer or diabetes? Acidic waste is created by the types of food we eat, what we drink, the environment, and our high-stress lifestyles. It's these choices that cause decreased energy, weight gain, and eventually disease. The easiest way to reduce disease-causing acidic waste is by drinking alkaline ionized water. At SnyderHealth.com, we offer a full line of alkaline water ionizers from Jupiter Science, the leader in water ionization technology for over 25 years. Instantly transform ordinary tap water into clean, living, energized water containing alkaline minerals, disease-fighting antioxidants, and highly absorbable oxygen. Now you can easily and effectively rid your body of harmful acidic waste with alkaline ionized water. Let SnyderHealth.com provide the water ionizer that's right for you and your family. Call us today at 877-356-2508 and visit us online at SnyderHealth.com. That's SnyderHealth.com.
Now, from the makers of Loose Change, the most downloaded film in internet history, comes the long-awaited release of Loose Change Final Cut, an entirely new two-hour film that completely destroys the official fable forever. Loose Change Final Cut hopes to be a catalyst for a new independent investigation in which family members receive answers to their questions and the true perpetrators of this horrendous crime are brought to justice. Loose Change Final Cut is the ultimate 9/11 expose. From hijackers being trained at U.S. military bases to bombs in the buildings, Loose Change Final Cut is the one 9/11 film everyone must see. Secure your copy of Loose Change Final Cut today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. While you're visiting the online video store, be sure to check out the huge discounts on films like Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, America, Freedom to Fascism, and hundreds of other titles. We're in a no-holds-bar information war. Truth is our weapon, and PrisonPlanet.com has the tools you need to take the fight back to Big Brother.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you have greater exposure to these chemicals while taking hot showers than when drinking the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate and others are absorbed into the skin. The KDF Dual Media Shower Filter works with both hot and cold water, and it's designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus. The KDF Dual Media Shower Filter typically lasts 10,000 gallons, or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF Shower Filter normally, $49, for our special price of only $39.99, with free shipping. Call the Berkey Guy and order now by calling 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or simply click on the banner at GCNLive.com to order online now.
We're doing a fourth hour now, ladies and gentlemen. Only available at Infowars.com. You go to the site, you can listen in high quality, 32-bit streams, or 64 of your PrisonPlanet.tv member. And you can watch the video, the document cam, the guest cam, the computer cam, or the computer feed, video feeds. It's just going to get better and better. And sometimes for PrisonPlanet.tv members, when we have a guest in here in studio earlier, we'll just go live at an earlier hour as well. But always that fourth hour is now the TV/radio show. Harry, Jason, John, Kevin, many others, your calls are coming up in the next segment. Let me go ahead and get into some other news now. Secret plans for U.S. troops to stay in Iraq. That's the London Telegraph today. Now, again, remember that before the war, a year before the war, I went on air and we read the 1986 said that they would use and lobby the U.S. to invade Iraq, and this is when the U.S. was running Iraq, basically, and big buddies with Saddam and funding him to attack Iran and giving him even the nerve gas and the CIA advisors and the weather reports of where to spray it, how to use it. Because Saddam was starting to lose, and Iranians were using primitive cyanide gas in rocket attacks and mortar attacks, artillery attacks to be precise, against the more heavily armed but outnumbered Iraqis. This is all mainstream history. You can go look it up for yourself. So while they were busy, they took him when he was 18 in 48, trained him as a CIA assassin. He killed a bunch of people, wounded the president. Then they told the Baathists in 68, put him in as the head of security, let the U.S. run things, put our apparatus in, and we will protect you. And then they staged a coup in 79 and fully took over. And so basically the U.S. and Israel were running with the British advising. They had drawn the maps. They were the real kingmakers. They'd set up Israel as the set piece through the Rothschilds and others, but using British power right at the end of World War I. Again, they create these conflicts. And the whole time, while Saddam's our boy, they are plotting how, in the next decade, they want to create an excuse to attack Iraq, go in and kill Saddam, break the country in 3 to 4 parts. And then it said that U.S. troops would be there for the next century. And that in the decades afterward, they would project power into Syria, Iran, link up with Afghanistan. And there you have the Project for New American Century republished. In 1997, they wrote about the 62 rogue nations and how they first wanted to go into Iraq. So, and then they wrote a letter to Bill Clinton saying, do this, and he went ahead and bombed them, you know, followed orders. But then they get on television and they lie to the public and say the troops will be back by Christmas. They'll be back in just 7-8 months, guaranteed. Everything's going to be wonderful. And the first thing they do is disband the military, disband the Republican Guard, disband the government, knowing everything would disintegrate. Then they started funding the different rival factions to kill each other, and we told you that 4 years ago, and now it's come out in the news. To keep the conflict going, then I predicted even before the war started, they would have it go 3-4 years, then stop funding the conflict for a while to make it about, first it's, oh, we can't leave, the conflict's too bad, and oh, look, now we can't leave, we fixed almost all the conflict, and then when you gripe, they turn the conflict back on by attacking al-Sadr 2 weeks ago. And then claim Iran is al-Qaeda and is attacking. I mean, it's amazing how they do. It's ordered out of chaos. Secret plans for U.S. troops to stay in Iraq. The document, which was written a month ago and is marked secret and sensitive, is intended to replace the United Nations mandate for coalition troops, including British forces, to remain in Iraq, which expires at the end of the year. The draft authorization would allow for the U.S. to conduct military operations in Iraq and detain individuals when necessary for imperative reasons of security. We're going to finish up with this and go to your calls on the other side, right here on the GCN Radio Network. Don't forget Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.com. When I'm done with the main body of news, we're going to take calls all the way into the fourth hour. And in the fourth hour, oh, man, I got a lot we're going to get into. really hardcore discussions. You'll want to stay tuned for that. We'll be right back.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Cartivite is probably the most misunderstood supplement today. Cartivite is packed full of vitamins at cell level to help your whole body function like it used to. Today's diet is lacking in the trace minerals and nutrients our body needs to maintain our good health. Get the toxins and heavy metals out and allow your body to do the job God intended. Made for the heart, Cartivite helps in so many other ways. So order your four-month special of either the capsules or tincture for just $125 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com. That toll-free number, 1-877-928-8822. Cartivite, circulation for life.
I'm Harold Williams. I know about martial law. I want to teach you how to survive it. America has 10 telling signs of martial law, so use the short time left to learn to protect your family with the vital information in this book. Find the book at SurviveMartialLaw.com. I will tell you what you need to know to prepare for martial law. Things are changing fast. We even email you a free weekly update. I teach you how to act around troops, where to put supplies, how to be safe during the worst part of martial law, which is in the beginning. Surviving this major life transition can be difficult but possible. Arm yourself with the knowledge, as this is the only weapon you will have to protect your family. Go to SurviveMartialLaw.com or call 866-644-1933. Act today, as there will be no warning. 866-644-1933. Find the book at SurviveMartialLaw.com. Protect your family.
Fact. Rapid industrialization has resulted in environmental pollution, and its curse on world health is staggering. We live in a toxic world that is bombarded by 7 new chemicals each day. The human body is amazing and efficient in design, but because of the polluted world in which we live, is unable to remove all toxins. The solution. Detoxification integrated with Electro-Chi Premier Energy Foot Spa. The Electro-Chi Premier Energy Foot Spa helps to aid in cleansing the body of harmful toxins while energizing and oxygenating your entire body at the cellular level. Detoxification works with the Electro-Chi Premier Energy Foot Spa because it addresses the needs of individual cells, the building blocks of human life. For mental clarity, restored vitality, a stronger immune system, clear skin, and health in every aspect of your being. Order your Electro-Chi Premier Energy Foot Spa by visiting NutraMedical.com or call Dr. William Deagle at 888-212-8871, 888-212-8871.
Living on the road, my friend, was gonna keep you free and clean. And now you wear your skin like iron, and your breath is hard as kerosene. Weren't your mama's only boy, but her favorite one, it seemed. She began to cry when you said goodbye.
Sank into your dreams.
Sank into your dreams. Poncho was a bandit boy. His horse was fast as far as steam. He wore his gun outside his pants for all the honest world to feel. Poncho met his match, you know, on the deserts down in Mexico.
I'm going to let part of this roll, and then I'm going to finish up with some of this news and go to your calls. Don't forget, the fourth hour is coming up.
Father, that's the way it goes. All the better, all they say, they Lefty, he can't sing the blues all night long like he used to. The Dusty Poncho's a bit down south, ended up in Lefty's mouth. Day they laid poor Poncho low, Lefty split for Ohio, where he got the bread to go. Ain't nobody knows. All the better all is say, they could have had him any day. We only let him slip away. Out of kind size for.
Comes the Hag.
The poets tell how Poncho fell and left his living in a cheap hotel. The desert's quiet, Cleveland's cold. And so the story ends, we're told. Poncho needs your prayers, it's true. To say that you left it too. He only did what he had to do. And now he's growing old.
All right. Homeland spy satellite plan at North Constitution. I want to get into that in a minute. But first, let me cover this. Secret plans for U.S. troops to stay in Iraq. A secret draft agreement is being drawn up to allow United States forces to remain in Iraq indefinitely. It has been reported. What a joke. As if the puppet president of Iraq runs even the green zone, which they're evacuating from, as if he isn't a complete and total puppet. The document, which was written a month ago and is marked secret and sensitive, is intended to replace the United Nations mandate for coalition troops, including British forces, to remain in Iraq, which expires at the end of the year. See, UN operation. They're the boss. The draft authorization would allow for the U.S. to conduct military operations in Iraq and to detain individuals when necessary for imperative reasons of security. It does not set a time limit, but describes the arrangement as temporary and points out that U.S. forces does not want permanent bases, that's why they're building them everywhere, or a permanent military presence in the country. They're just official documents, say 100 years. It also states that the U.S. does not seek to use Iraq as a base to launch operations against other states. The draft agreement is unlikely to emerge unscathed from political scrutiny in Baghdad or Washington. There appears little appetite in the U.S. for the drawn-out occupation of Iraq. In Baghdad, both Shia and Sunni political groups opposed to the American presence are likely to oppose the agreement if it is in its draft form. Mokata al-Sadr, the vocal critic of the occupation, said yesterday that he would consider disbanding his powerful Mahdi army, but only after consulting the Ayatollahs or religious leaders. Iraq's Prime Minister Maliki said that if a militia, which has battled American and government forces in Basra and Baghdad for the past 2 weeks, was not disbanded, its political wing could be barred from provincial elections. They no longer have a right to participate in the political process or to take part in the upcoming elections until they end the Mahdi army, said Maliki. Now let's stop and talk about the facts. A year and a half ago, they make a truce with the Mahdi. Then the Iraqi government, U.S.-controlled slash Israel-controlled forces slash British-controlled forces attack them. They have a big blow-up again. Then they're about to have elections, and 2 weeks ago, the elections are coming up, 2 weeks ago, all over the country, in the south and up to Baghdad, there are midnight arrests, people getting drug out of their homes, assassinations, attacks on Shiite leaders. Leaders of the Mahdi army. So, and then they go after al-Sadr and try to hit his house and some other things. Okay. So the ceasefire breaks down. They go into Basra. All this happens. And we said day one, this is because the elections are coming up. You watch. They're going to claim and tell everybody in the news that al-Sadr caused this. They're going to say he's al-Qaeda and in league with the Easter Bunny and Mr. Ed the Horse. It doesn't matter what they tell the public here. They'll believe it, or some of them will at least. And they're going to either cancel or suspend the elections or not let the Shiites vote or not let Shiite candidates be there. And of course they have to. The country is majority Shiite. So they don't want Shiites running the nation. Now let's be clear. There's a secular government the U.S. puts in with Saddam. Then the Israeli plan comes into fruition to take him out, you know, set him up, get him to start a war, tell him go ahead and invade Kuwait. April Gillespie said, go ahead and do it, the U.S. ambassador, we're your buddy. He said, okay, goes in. They set him up, they bomb him, they bomb the place for 13 years. Now they've had five more years of extermination. There's 3 million dead Iraqis in the total occupation. That's an admitted number. We can debate whether it's 500,000 or 1.5 million dead since in the last 5 years. But we know it was 2+ million gone up until the latest wave of having their power plants and water treatment plants bombed and having their bridges blown out, because that could be used militarily, and their airports bombed and their factories bombed and their chemical plants bombed. First world nation reduced to cholera and dysentery and having one of the highest infant mortality rates in the world. And deceptive 60 Minutes pieces showing whole warehouses filled with dental office chairs that were bought by Saddam. But look, he just hoards them and says he's not giving aid. He's not allowed any of the cabling or air pumps that go with it to run the dental chairs. They're waiting for those. See, that's the type of stuff the media does. Look at him. They've got warehouses full of all this stuff. He's greedy. They were waiting, trying to get the other parts through, smuggled in through Georgia, you know, through Europe, into Jordan, out of Iran, out of Turkey, through Kurdistan. All of this is going on. And they go in there, the U.S. tells the Shiites to rise up against Saddam. The truth is they wanted to weaken the Shiites because they had this whole plan set up, and that's now come out. Meanwhile, somehow Saddam was given, through all these generals that were trained in the U.S. that were still in place with him, where all the Shiites were. That was, and then the U.S. didn't give the Shiites air cover to kill them. The Shiites now, of course, know that. Now the Shiites are there, and they're watching Wahhabist Sunnis being put in, and with the U.S. backing, with in many cases matching funds, out of Saudi Arabia. Saudi Arabia is the British darling. Saudi Arabia was set up by the British. Saudi Arabia matched the money to set up al-Qaeda, to attack the Russians, to precipitate the war. You know, I saw Willie Nelson being attacked in a news article saying, Willie Nelson's delusional. I just saw this the other night. It's an article I've missed from his interview. He believes there were 15 hijackers. There were 19. God, look how dumb he is, that dope smoker. Another straw man. Willie was talking about how 15 of the 19 were from Saudi Arabia. He said, why would we attack Iraq? 15 of them came from Saudi Arabia. And it was clear what he said. But the spin doctors spin that. Just like he said, nothing hit Building 7. And they took his quotes out of context and said, look at the nut. He doesn't think a plane hit the towers. 1 and 2. See, that's the constant deception that these dishonest people use to attack us. You know, if I'm going to attack somebody, I attack them on what they've actually done. Because I have respect for myself. I have respect for myself intellectually that I'm trying to be a good person, and I'm trying to really find out the truth and really bring it to you. That's why it's intellectually bankrupt to say I don't expose that the Vatican's part of the New World Order when the Pope's openly calling for a one-world government, the last two popes, and involved in it. I just point out that so are Protestant groups, And people don't like that. They want to make it all about one group is the devil. But see, by doing that, you miss the big picture of how evil can manifest in any group or any organization, and how we need to fight the policies of the New World Order. That's what I tell the Lord Conquistas out of Mexico. Okay, you want to bring it, take down the U.S., you want to take over. You really only had the country for 20 years, you couldn't hold it. If it belongs to anybody, it's the Native Americans, not the Mexicans from Mexico. And by the way, the New World Order, who's very bad, who's poisoning you with eugenics and doing all this, they're for you taking over. So right there, you're in the wrong. And they'll go, oh, wow, I see what you're saying. We got a La Reconquista in Endgame, in the extras, in Battle for the Republic, that short film. You know, we got them going, wow, that makes sense. I mean, it's the same thing. I find that IBM and the Gates and all these big rich people at the highest levels give money to eugenics, and the Rothschilds give money to eugenics, and are all into it, and I find out that they really did fund Hitler. And then I go, well, wait a minute. Hitler's being funded by the big bankers and Lord Milner and the British aristocracy and the founders of modern Zionism. Something's going on here. This something's bigger. And then I find out that Jews and Nordics and Germans go to weird satanic rituals together. And I bring out news articles and quotes and documents, and I go, there's an occultic aspect here. This isn't a... this is different crime syndicates and different mafias who are racial, the Italian mob, the Jewish mob, the WASP mob, other mobs. There's the Asian mobs. They are running racial mafias. MS-13, Hispanic mafia, Latin Kings, on and on. That's how we form into groups. But at the top, these guys are into Babylon Mystery School. People say, that's ridiculous. That's just made up. It's not. They really are into it. The UN, Biological Diversity Assessments, really is into the occult. Prince Philip really is into the occult. Ted Turner really is into the occult. Dr. Pianca, on his own UT website, he says he wants to kill 90% of us, is dressed up like a druid talking about Lucifer on the UT website. The new Israeli parliament, Supreme Court, is a giant pyramid, all-seeing eye. I mean, it's the same group. And so all I'm saying is that they're running it all, folks. And it's Catholics, it's Jews, it's Protestants, it's Muslims are involved in this. Whole Masonic orders are Muslim. Their symbols are Islamic. The Knights Templars had deals with them, and I get Muslims sending me threatening emails saying, that's not true, how dare you say that? Well, your own Quran says you can't have idols. I mean, what are these things on top of your minarets? What are these symbols? What are these things you're wearing? I mean, this stuff is all over the place. And they love it when we fight with each other over black, white, Hispanic, white, Catholic, Protestant, all of this. My point is, if you really want to beat them, you've got to really realize the top group and who runs it all. The larger picture. And see how they play these double and triple games. I mean, here they are, attacking the Shiites that do want to be peaceful and aren't trying to take the country over, who've abided by the ceasefire, and then saying, oh, because you fought back, we're not going to let you be part of the election now because we're a democracy and people are going to elect you. And then this insult to the American people of, oh, well, the Iraqi government wants us to stay. The State Department and others and the Iraqi government have evacuated the Green Zone. There's still troops in a hospital there, but they've evacuated that palace and moved to another one. For 4.5 years, they've spent, what is it, up to $10 billion now? It was supposed to be $5 billion. It's like $10 billion now, trying to build a 5,000-person, quote, U.S. embassy. That's an extermination tower. It's a genocide control arm, citadel. And they can't even hold it. Because the wimps inside, the technocrats inside, are so cowardly, they can't even handle once a week a few mortars shooting over, and once a week with 40,000 people in the Green Zone total, a couple people dying a week But that same yuppie technocrat will go get on the New York Expressway where there's deaths every day. See, the New World Order doesn't have what it takes, ladies and gentlemen. They can't even carry out their extermination op because their own technocrats got their tails between their legs in that green zone. And that ought to tell you something. New World Order technocrats 100 years ago would have been on the front lines. People like Churchill out there leading the black ops in South Africa, playing the Boers, the Dutch, off against the English. And the English working with the blacks. It's called the Great Game. The British adopted it from the Romans. They learned it from the Caesars. And the system is Britannic in nature. And if you fully want to understand the mind of the New World Order, you must come to grips with that.
Our beloved republic is on her knees. The forces of globalism are destroying national sovereignty worldwide. But in liberty's darkest hour, there is hope. For the first time in modern history, the people are beginning to wake up. It is essential that patriots worldwide accelerate their fellow man's understanding of the New World Order Master Plan. We have a short time frame to fully awaken and energize the people to meet this threat. In the InfoWar, PrisonPlanet.tv is a powerful weapon in the battle to regain our freedom. PrisonPlanet.tv is a vault of forbidden information. All 18 of my documentary films can be downloaded or streamed in super high quality directly to your computer or iPhone and shared with others. Thousands of special video reports, from tainted vaccines to martial law, can be found in this online video library. My weekly news television broadcast, thousands of exclusive audio interviews, and so much more. The InfoWar is waiting for you to set it free. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Burn the info bombs to disk. Put them on the file sharing networks. Bring down the New World Order. PrisonPlanet.tv.
Yes, there is an in-dash AM/FM shortwave radio. For limited time and in limited numbers, the Sony GT160S AM/FM shortwave radio and CD player is available only at the Power Hour. This radio is designed to eliminate interference from ignition systems, and the result is clear, clean reception, so you can hear your favorite broadcasts both domestically and internationally. Get your Sony AM/FM shortwave radio and CD player from the Power Hour today. Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. To order. Only $249 plus shipping and handling, and we'll ship it right to you. There's even an input to plug in an external source. Your MP3 player, your iPod, your DVD player, or any other source will sound great through your new Sony receiver. These radios are not available anywhere else and for a limited time, so call now. Dial 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829 and get your Sony GT160S AM/FM shortwave radio and CD player from the Power Hour.
Storable food. Storable food. HempUSA.org has an inexpensive, nutritionally dense, high-frequency food. Hemp, known around the world, will boost your immune system and increase energy levels. Detoxifies the body and reduces junk food cravings. Burns fat and builds muscle and is easy to digest, non-allergenic, and gluten-free. Can be made into smoothies, breads, muffins, pancakes, cookies, you name it. The entire planet should make this a staple food in their diet. The seeds will scrape the colon wall. The powder will feed the body vital minerals. And the oil will clean the arterial walls and feed the brain. Try our powder, seeds, and oil today. Call 908-691-2608 or go to hempusa.org. That's 908-691-2608 at hempusa.org. Remember, vacuum packaging this food will have at least a 5-year shelf life stored in a cool, dark, dry place. Holidays are coming, and this would make a perfect gift for friends and family. Call today, 908-691-2608 at hempusa.org. And remember, let your food be your medicine, and your medicine be your food.
Okay, we got one of the granny warriors who's got a big rally in D.C. I'm going to go to her in a minute. She called in to plug it. I'm guessing. She may have called in about something else. Linda. John disagrees in Ohio. So we have to go to him first. And then we'll go to Harry, Jason, Kevin, and others. I'm going to take a bunch of calls now. There's a lot of news I haven't even gotten to. We're going to cover it. But the good news is I'm not about to start my my final hour. We're about to reach the halfway point of the show because there's a fourth hour now. We'll tell you more about that coming up in the next hour. Let's go ahead now and go to John in Ohio. Go ahead, John.
I've been a supporter of about 60% of what you said. I think you do a magnificent job in analyzing, as you did, about what's going on in Iraq, the total hypocrisy of the media pretending the United States with this divide and rule funding and arming one side against another is really some kind of noble angelic referee and is just trying to stay there forever because of these uncivilized barbarians that just can't get it together when they lived together, married together before we went there. But on a larger scale, and I always have a lot of apprehension because I have about 20 things in my cluttered, muddled mind that would take 2 hours, and I'll probably be just a foil. My ideas will become distorted. But
I'll give you the time you need. The point here is, because you call in you're reasonable when you disagree, my pet peeve is someone acting like we censor and that they're getting through and then reveling in it. It just makes me blow up. You don't do that. You're going to tell me that the globalists don't control and manipulate communism. It has now been declassified that our government put Mao Zedong into power.
Well, let me point out that Operation Mockingbird. You know that the corporate media, the Hydra heads, the thousands of fronts for the CIA and all of its other alphabet agencies, a target and punching bag for the last century has been communism, anti-communist propaganda.
No, they created it and helped fund it to create a false bipolar system to set up a police state here domestically in the name of fighting the boogeyman they controlled.
Well, there's a few details that you overlook. The fact that immediately after the Bolshevik Revolution, the elite in 14 capitalist countries sent troops and divisions to strangle the Bolshevik Revolution in its crib, as Churchill said. That they financed Hitler based on his anti-Sovietism and his anti-communism.
No, that's true. Let me stop you. But did New York and London banks send tens of thousands of people from Brooklyn to physically go help Lenin, or are you saying that admitted history isn't true?
I don't believe it's true, but I do know that it's true. For instance, even though I've never belonged to any organization, but I have read various communist literature, and during the 60s and the 70s, I read PLP.org, who were a part of SDS. They were communist. They were gaining amazing influence within SDS. The Bill Ayers and the Bernardine Dorn faction was rapidly anti-communist. Most people think they were police agent provocateurs who advocated this kind of counterproductive violence that always leads to a crackdown on people. They were totally criticized by the PLP people, the communists, and they split.
Well, there's no doubt that Bill Clinton let the communist bombers out of jail, and that most of them, it turned out, were feds before and would never go to jail, and they would just bust one of the lower patsies.
But the point I'm making is they were not communists, they were anti-communist. And I was listening to Bob Chapman yesterday on the Power Hour, and, you know, he's a conservative, and I don't speak for him, but he made the point that this so-called human rights activity around Tibet is really heavily involved by the CIA, the NED, and all of its agencies to blackmail the Chinese into not calling in their chips and continue to accept this funny money, these billions of dollars of funny money from the United States.
Well, I mean, it's known that they had a training camp for the Tibetans back in the 50s, but, I mean, if you're going to side with the communists over the Tibetans, that's shameful, John.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.